This week on the bonus episode, we're talking about another industrial monopoly from the later part of the Second Industrial Revolution, Carrier. Last week on the bonus episode, we talked about dropped ceilings in offices, and we promised to talk about central air conditioning on a future episode, which brought me and Rachel here today. On a recent bonus episode, Nate and I discussed the history of the natural ice trade, which was eventually replaced by a combination of artificial ice and artificial refrigeration. What we didn't discuss was the other offshoot of artificial cooling processes, which was early air conditioning, and that's the subject of this week's bonus episode. Now, we alluded in passing on that episode to chemical refrigeration originating in Australia as part of an effort to break the American economic dominance of the ice trade, but I didn't talk about how the inventor James Harrison arrived at the idea, which involves chemistry in the printing industry and basic principles of evaporative cooling that we as humans naturally experience ourselves when we sweat, and the evaporating moisture takes the heat away with it. The principle had been demonstrated since the mid-1700s, a century earlier, but not much practical had been attempted with it. Harrison was a newspaper publisher, and at least according to his mythology, his cleaning solution for the type left it cold to the touch after it evaporated, which gave him the idea of using a chemical vapor for artificial cooling in the 1850s. Some sources argue that he merely studied undeveloped American designs, but he developed this along with other innovators into the technology for refrigerators that didn't require ice. That's basically still the premise of how refrigeration works today. Half a century later, the printing industry would once again be the source of a major leap forward in artificial cooling technology, this time for conditioning the air of entire rooms by means of controlling the humidity level. Whereas Harrison in the mid-19th century was accidentally cooling his printing equipment and developed the refrigeration industry, air conditioning as an industry arose in July 1902 as an accidental side effect of trying deliberately to cool down and, more importantly, dehumidify printing equipment, basically to protect the paper and the inks and make sure the machines ran as expected.
To quote from a June 2019 article on the Smithsonian Magazine website, at the turn of the 20th century, humidity threatened the reputation of Brooklyn Sackett Wilhelm's lithographic and publishing company's high-quality color printing. After two summers of extreme heat disrupted business and caused swelling pages and blurry prints, the printing company found that a nascent cooling industry could offer help. Willis Carrier, a 25-year-old experimental engineer, who at the time was working at Buffalo Forge Company, which was hired to solve the publishing company's problem, created a primitive cooling system to reduce humidity around the printer. He used an industrial fan to blow air over steam coils filled with cold water. The excess humidity in the air would then condense on the coils and produce cooled air.